Family First, Community Cooking, how may I help you?
How you doing? This is Rodney Fisher.
Yes.
You have something about a timesheet?
You said you received something about a timesheet?
Well, somebody texted me from this number, knowing I needed a timesheet.
What's your client's name again?
Rodney Fields.
Fields, okay. Yeah, it was for 9:29.
Where are you guys located?
You need, we're in One Winding Drive, City Ave. I can send you an electronic one if that would be easy for you.
Listen, is that by Panera Bread?
Yes.
I went over there, and I saw nothing. I went into the first building. I went into the second building. Are y'all in the high rise?
We're in the Monroe building on the second floor.
The Monroe? Is that like further back, or?
It's actually right next to them.
Right next to what?
The Panera Bread. We're like a little bit over from them.
And what floor are you guys on?
The second floor.
Okay, because there literally was nothing saying that where you at on there. So I came over there. I don't want to bother you guys.
I can send you the address. I'm not sure if you already have it, but yeah.
How do you want me to handle this timesheet?
I can send you one electronically, and you can fill it out that way.
Okay, are you going to send it to my email?
I was going to send it to you via text.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And I can send it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That way?
And I want to send you the client's Medicaid ID number.
Okay, I just got it. Opening it up. Moving awful slow. There it is. Okay. I say the direct care worker's name is my name. The participant's name is his name.
Right.
Is that with an S or without an S? Fields.
With an S.
It's F-E-I-F-E-I-L-D-S.
It's F-I-E.
Ooh. F-I-E-L-D-S.
Correct.
The last four to my social.
Right.
The participant Medicaid number is?
I just sent it to you.
Won't you? Okay. See, now watch, I can't get back to the screen. You should have just sent it to me. 250, 134, 211, 3. 250. All right, hold on. Got to start the whole thing over. Wish you would have just told me.
I said I was going to send it to you, but I can just tell you once you get to it, I'll give it to you verbally if that's more helpful.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready for his Medicaid number.
Okay, 250.
Uh-huh.
13.
Uh-huh.
42.
Hold
113.
Hold on, it messed up, hold on. It messed up. All right, 250.
Mm-hmm.
13.
Mm-hmm. 42.
42.
113.
113.
Mm-hmm.
250-134-2113.
Correct.
The address is 9. Could you give me the address?
920 West Spencer Street.
920. Spencer Avenue.
Okay, they have street here.
What do you want me to put?
Let me change that. So it is Avenue, you said, right?
Yeah, it is Avenue.
Okay. Okay. You can put Avenue. I'm going to update it over here.
Okay. What's the zip code there?
19141.
Okay. It says shift 1 is 6. I got it from 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Shift 1. Here it is. 3 p.m.
And the date is
9/29/25. Hold on. It's 9, what did you say, 9?
Mm-hmm,
29/25. 9/20. Yeah, 9/29. No, it's 9/29. And I guess that.
And then the year,
September 29th, 2005.
Right.
It says hours of service. What did I put here?
You should have already.
It says type of service.
And does it give you any options on here?
Well, it says PAS. Second choice, third choice.
Hold on, let me open one up.
Then it has all the meals prepped, the whole thing, the duties performed. I think that's what it was getting at.
Okay, you'll leave it where it says PAS. And then you'll check off. Yeah, leave it the way it is. It should say PAS on it. And then just check off the duties that you did for that day.
Okay. Now it comes down and says participant's name.
Mm-hmm. That's the client.
Okay.
And that's it. It'll be his signature. You date it, and then your signature, and you'll date it, and that's it.
Okay.
You'll press submit.
Now, how come it's so hard to get in contact with you guys?
When were you trying to contact us?
I was trying like 50 times on the numbers that I was contacting you well with. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well.
Because we have been off for a few days this month. Like, we'll be off Tuesday and Wednesday, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, the 7th, the 8th, and we'll also be closed on the 14th and the 15th, and we were just recently closed on the 2nd. So I don't know if you tried to reach us on the 2nd.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm just so happy. It ain't been no problem. It's, who am I speaking to?
Tamidi, last name Martinez.
The
patient coordinator assigned to the client, which that will be changing. Since I already have you on the phone, I am going to reach out to the client as well and let him know. You guys will be assigned a new patient coordinator because I'm no longer
going
to be in that department. I'm going to the HR department. So I'll still be with the company, but I'm just going to a different department. Yeah, so you both will be assigned a new patient coordinator.
Now, listen, I have the I have the direct care worker signature. I have the other signature, which is him. Then at the end it says provider's signature.
That's me. Don't worry about that. Just press submit.
Now, is this going to be a number I can reach you on?
Yeah. If any time you ever need to get in contact with me where it's a thing where you can't get a hold of your new patient coordinator, yeah, you can definitely still reach out to me.
Tahit, how you spell your name?
Tamiitti.
And this number, what's the number that I'm always going to be able to catch you on?
The 267-551-7415.
Okay.
Okay, I see you finished. You completed the timesheet. I got it.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, do I got any vacation coming up?
No, unfortunately they don't offer vacation.
Okay. I thought I had got a little bit of it last time.
Mm-mm.
I got it last year.
I'm not sure.
You know what? No, I didn't.
I don't. I was going to say,
holiday.
I don't. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
When's the next holiday?
The ones that are coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one, my birthday?
4th of July.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you, you know?
Sure, not at all.
You know what I mean? I don't really want no new coordinator, but we'll never, we hardly ever have to speak, because I know the clock in and clock out.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, just like I tell all my other caregivers and the other clients that I have, just give them a chance the same way you guys gave me a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still available if you need to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I appreciate you, all right?
Sure, not a problem at all. And we'll talk soon.
Okay, you call me anytime.
All right. Okay, all right. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Same to you. Bye now.